Name of the Game by Aisling Mulvihill and Dr. Deborah Sherlock.
And patrol,
and patrol,
and patrol,
and patrol.
We're always busy marching to and fro. And patrol,
and patrol,
and patrol,
and patrol.
From dusk till dawn, we're always on the go.
It's playtime, and all the ants stream out of the nest. One group dashes to the hop rock court. Another group grabs a sticky rope from the rack and runs off to start a game of jump web. The last group grabs a yellow flower petal and a pointed stick to play pin the sting on the honeybee. Mimi stands at the entrance to the nest, volley puff ball clutched in her hands.
Those games are lame. I want to play volley puff.
Mimi runs over to the ants, skipping across the hop rock court, planting her feet right in the middle of their game.
Who wants to play me at volley puff?
Asks Mimi. The other ants are cross that Mimi has ruined their game.
We're playing hop rock, now off our court,
replies one.
Hop rock is boring,
says Mimi.
Volley puff is heaps more fun,
says you,
replies the ant.
Now get off the court so we can play.
Mimi shakes her head.
Oh, you hop rock ants are so lame,
Mimi says as she storms off. The ants look at each other in shock.
What's their problem? So
they mutter amongst themselves as they get back to their game. Mimi rushes over to the ants playing jump web, standing right in the path of the swooping rope.
Who wants to play me at volley puff?
She announces. The ants are annoyed that Mimi has interrupted their game, but Mimi doesn't notice. All she wants is to play her game.
We're playing jump web,
replies one.
Out of the way. But volley puff is way more fun than this silly game,
replies Mimi.
Well, that's just like your opinion,
replies the ant.
Now, out of the way.
Mimi stalks off, really upset that she has been told off twice. She runs over to the last group of ants, knocking over a blindfolded ant just as he is about to pin the sting on the honeybee. The ant rips off his blindfold.
Who was that?
Mimi grins, hands on thorax.
Me! Want to play volley puff?
The ant Mimi knocked down scrambles to his feet, furious.
No! Now get out of here before I go tell Sergeant Ant on you!
Why would you do that? I just asked if you wanted to play a game.
The ant laughs in Mimi's face.
I was playing a game until you came in and knocked me over.
But Pin, the sting is boring. Volley puff is fun. Don't you understand? I'm trying to help you.
The ant stands toe to toe with Mimi.
Well, I don't want your help. Now get out of here.
The other ants join in, echoing his anger.
Yes, get out of here.
Mimi glances between the angry faces, totally confused. All of a sudden, she bursts into tears.
What did I do wrong?
All the ants that were shouting at Mimi share a puzzled look, backing away from her as she sobs. Hoppy Ant crouches down next to Mimi.
What happened, Mimi?
Through her tears, Mimi explains.
I wanted to play volley puff, and they all wanted to play their other boring games, and then they got mad at me, and I don't know why, and they should have been nice to me because the other ants had already been mean to me, and none of them are very nice.
Hoppy smiles.
If you want, I can give you a few tips on how to avoid situations like that.
Mimi looks up, hopeful.
I'd like that.
Hoppy takes Mimi's hand and guides her to the top of the nest. From there, they look down on the play area as all the ants enjoy their games.
Ah, they look so small from up here,
Mimi exclaims. Hoppy nods and smiles.
Then that means you're already on your way to understanding why I brought you up here. Everything on the ground looks small from here because of your perspective. That's the way you look at something. Every ant has a different perspective, a different way of seeing others and things. Sometimes it's hard to understand why other ants like playing their game and not your game. It's not because they're being mean to you or that they dislike you or because there's something wrong with them. It's just that they have a different perspective to you, a different way of seeing things.
Mimi looks like she's about to cry again.
But I only know what I think and feel. How am I supposed to look at things from someone else's perspective?
Hoppy smiles.
First, Mimi, you need to tune into your thinking. Tune out unhelpful thoughts like, those games are lame, I want to play Volleypuff. Unhelpful thoughts stop you from thinking about others. Instead, Mimi, tune in to helpful thoughts. Say to yourself, those games could be fun too. Helpful thoughts stop you from getting stuck on doing things your way. Next, tune in to others so that you can get all of the social clues. There are four easy steps. Ask yourself, what is happening here? Look at your friend's face, especially their eyes and mouth. Look at your friend's body and hands. Listen to your friend's voice. Add up all the clues and you will have a much clearer picture of what other ants are thinking and feeling. Finally, use these clues to help you tune in socially.
Mimi tilts her antennae to the side in confusion.
Tune in socially? How do I do that, Hoppy? Well, Mimi, there are four things to think about. What could your friends be thinking? What could your friends be feeling? What could your friends be interested in? Why would your friends be doing this? If you try that, you will understand how other ants think, feel, and act. Now go back and join in playtime.
Mimi smiles.
Thanks, Hoppy.
She runs down to the play area in front of the nest. Remembering what Hoppy has taught her, Mimi heads over to the hop rock court and tunes in to helpful thinking.
Those games might be fun.
Next, she tunes into others, hearing their cheers and seeing their laughter. After a few moments of watching the ants play, Mimi tunes in socially. She realises they are all happy and interested in their game. They are having way too much fun to interrupt for a game of Volleypuff, even though she's burning to have a go. Just then, Felix Ant loses his turn. He storms off the hop rock court, fists clenched and stomping his feet. Mimi tunes in socially and realises that he's feeling annoyed about losing.
Bad luck! You tried your best in that round,
says Mimi. Felix smiles. Mimi's eyes widen with excitement as she realises he might be interested in playing with her.
Hey Mimi, do you want to play sapball?
Mimi grins.
Oh, I sure do!
And tosses the Volleypuff ball aside. Mimi and her new friend run over to the sapball court and serve up a new game.
Ant Patrol
was written by Ashley Mulverhill and Dr. Deborah Sherlock. This audiobook was performed by Joshua Tyler and Emily Rose Brennan. It was directed by Joshua Tyler, produced by Natalie Palomo and Joshua Tyler of Collide. Sound and music by Studio Ripple. Ant Patrol is the property of Master Institute Publications. To find out more, go to masterprogram.com.au.